This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Bad Boy, a pioneer in the alternative sports lifestyle industry. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Glory Kickboxing 32, July 22nd in Norfolk, Virginia. Save 10% off tickets with code G32MMANuts at whynottix.com. Midphase, they know what you need to get your website online. Save 20% off hosting with code MMANuts20OFF. Defense Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 297.
297!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, Byron fans, Sporting fans, we walk live between serious and ridiculous.
Oh yeah!
Can you feel it, brother?
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Can you smell what that Ingo is cooking? It's called pizza on the grill.
That's right, man. I had some pizza on the grill today. I highly recommend it. If you can do it, you need to get yourself a pizza peeler, which I had.
What the hell's a pizza peeler?
Another thing.
What's the thing?
It's a stick with some metal sheet on it, where you can. You ever see them at the pizza place? They have that. You can get one of those. I've had it forever.
It's a spatula?
A huge one.
Okay. You guys calling a spatula?
It's a pizza peeler.
It's a pizza peeler.
Pizza. Because these people think spatula, it's like tiny. It's
no,
like how big
I've
is this fucking pizza?
I've got a big ass spatula in my.
How big?
Oh, it's a good 8 to 12 inches.
Oh, mine is like 3 times the size of this iPad. It's like, you can fucking scoop in there. Anyways, got me one of those like ceramic stones I've had forever in the oven because it helps keep the food, you know, like if you're cooking long term, say like turkey in the oven or something, it's good to have a stone in there. And we tried to do pizza on it, it never turned out. My wife was like, why don't you put it on the grill? I'm going, that's a great idea. Let's try that. And never mind, it was hot as fuck today, but the pizza was good. It was very delicious. It almost tastes like brick oven. Didn't even taste like barbecue. It was weird. I expected it to have like a smoky flavor. Did not. Mm. It's good. I made a little pepperoni, some cheese. I made a little feta, olive oil, and banana pepper with some seasonings.
Yeah.
Like a Greek.
Was this banana pepper homegrown? Did you grow any peppers yet? Or
My garden is in the process. Okay. Right now, shit is fucked up. Some things are growing. Oh, that's another thing. Okay. Word to the wise. When you say you're going to dig something out, okay, keep in mind that going 2 or 3 feet down is a lot more dirt than you would expect because we had this thing in our front. It's a small area, maybe like 5 foot by 5 foot, and we found grubs. You know what those are? Big ass. They look like maggots. They turn into Japanese beetles, I guess, but they eat the roots of all the shit.
Okay.
So I'm digging in there the other day, kind of trying to help figure. We were trying to figure out why is nothing growing here? This has always had something growing, and it has big, huge, nasty. Think of a maggot on steroids.
Yeah.
So we're digging on Saturday, and I'm like, I'm gonna go a couple feet down, and then I'm looking at this pile of dirt, and people are walking by looking at me weird because I got a huge pile of dirt. And I'm going, where? I don't understand. It's just I've only gone this far, and I'm sweating like crazy, and I feel for people who do this for a living. I have to say. People who are working in the summertime.
Working in the field?
In the fields.
Like the song?
Yeah, it's working in the fields or doing landscaping. Holy fuck. Dude, that's hard shit. Trying to dig holes. Have you dug a lot of holes?
I dig a lot of holes.
He puts bodies.
I got to put a lot of bodies down.
Yes.
It's neither here nor there.
How's your garden doing?
It's so shit this year.
See?
I bought upgraded soil. First time I've ever heard it.
Usually from Bulletproof Coffee?
Yeah. Bulletproof Coffee. Nice. Save 10% off.
Exactly.
Whatever the code is.
MMA Notes.
No, it's something.
MMA 15.
Go to the coupon page, you'll figure it out. But anyway, I bought upgraded soil, and I swear this shit had more weeds and seeds and grass in it than the cheap dollar a bag stuff. My garden got so fucking overgrown. We just redug through a third of it, and I had planted 12 rows of corn, so we're talking.
It's like a farm.
I probably got an 8% yield from all the seeds I put in. And compared to last year, I had like a 90% yield.
Did you use some fertilizer, pesticides?
I had all organic, no pesticides.
That's your problem, dude. We use the fucking pesticides.
No. That shit. I can grow tons of shit, but it's.
So it's a weed problem.
It's
not the good kind of weed, bad kind of
weed. It's weed and grass, and right now it's kind of survival of the fittest.
Okay.
And it's kind of got to the point where I said, you guys are going to be dicks. I ain't going to water you. You're going to get water on the days I feel like watering.
Starving them out.
Yes.
That did not work out well for, what the fuck, Ramsey. Ramsey, remember with the hounds? Not starve the hounds, Matt. Shit might go sour for you.
It might.
So,
I'm just saying, Sometimes you got to let the things die off a little bit, and only the strong will survive.
Okay.
I think that's a good lesson in life.
Only the strong survive?
That's right.
That's right.
You know, be a little bitch and a little adversity put you down. No. Rise up.
Rise up against the man.
That's right.
All right. Now that we've discussed everything horticulture, let's discuss.
And fucking pizza peelers.
That's right.
Whatever other vernacular you're going to toss at me.
We should talk about guns and beer next, because that would fall fall right in line, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I was thinking about taking my daughter to a shooting range. She's going to do that this summer. She's 14.
I found out my wife has never shot guns. And I'm thinking maybe she should, but maybe she shouldn't. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
on the fence there. Not sure. Can we talk about Bellator 157, Dynamite 2?
Yes, Dynamite number 2.
Because...
Can I give you the overview?
Yeah,
the intro.
I was gonna say because I would like to know the big picture, because the small picture I saw, I was a little concerned.
Well, I like the grand entrance. So we're going with the huge screens. We've got pyro. We've got smoke. We've got a long walkout, which I'm not quite sure how they did it. If it was. Are they walking on fucking TVs, or is it a projector shooting an image down? But impressive. I like that. But as they introduce the guys, they have them both come out and face off for a good 10 seconds. And there's nobody within range to stop these guys if one of them wanted to punch the other one in the face.
Dude.
Like, that's not a good plan. Don't do that going forward.
Nope.
But then after, I think the last two fighters to come out were Rampage and Ishii. And then they're standing there, and then they start playing Welcome to the Jungle.
Yep.
I'm like, all right. And then all the fucking pyro and shit goes off. I like that. I like this. You're getting me in. It's no fucking stem, which that UFC 200 promo is legit, I'm fucking in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking in, and they're fucking out. Bellator's out.
Yes.
But I like the production. I like the way they're selling it. And then we can talk about some of the fights. Let's start with Matt Mitrione.
All right. So
I'm confused.
I was really thinking that the referee could have stepped in and stopped. Big John could have stepped in and stopped that fight after the flash KO.
Didn't he?
But right,
he did one of these.
He kind
of.
I felt like he caused hesitation.
Put a hand out
by
in
front. Injecting himself into the space of the fighters.
Yes.
And that could have led to Mitrione's ability to recover, which he did recover. And then I found it strange that his opponent would try to take his back and take it to the ground when that guy's not really a ground like. What the fuck's going on here? And then somehow, as soon as Mitrione gets the upper hand and lands one good punch, the fight's over. Everyone is all done.
And so. Mitrione walked off, kind of like when Mark Hunt walks off on a KO. Mm-hmm. And then it looked to me that Big John looked to Matt like, oh, he's done fighting. The fight's over. So there was a lot of weirdness in there. And I don't know if that's because Mitrione's going to be the commentator later on in the show. Because he did commentate the Joe Schilling fight, even though he was concussed as fuck when they talked to him after this fight. He didn't know what the fuck happened. I don't... Like, okay, so you almost got knocked out there. How'd you turn around? He's like, I don't know what happened. Like, literally don't know. Like, oh, that's great. Let him commentate the fucking
He was out.
Fight.
His eyes rolled in the back
Complete.
Of his head. That means they should stop the fight. So when that happens, and Big John is very experienced, I do not believe for one second he didn't see that.
Yeah.
So it's weird. But it wouldn't make any sense to see him lose in the situation, right?
No, you don't want him to lose, right?
Ew.
Your big bunny heavyweight coming in. And
yes.
You got to do commentary after that. You don't want to see that go down. So
no.
Controversial for sure.
Yes.
And then we have Rampage fighting Ishii at heavyweight. And
what do you think about that?
I want to say Rampage weighed in at a soft 225.
Jesus. Okay. He looked every bit of 225.
Obviously. And I think that's great for him, though, at this stage in his career. He should be at heavyweight.
Yeah.
Maybe a little leaner.
Perhaps.
I'm just saying. Fuck the weight cuts. Let the man fight.
Yeah.
Here's my problem. So... I guess, looking at the fight, who do you think won?
Okay. There was not much action in this fight, so I have a real respect for the judges having a hard time picking a winner. I can see how it could be, like, a little confusing. Here's the thing, though. Rampage didn't really do a fucking thing, and Ishii took him down how many times? Who should win the fight? The guy who took the other guy down more than the other guy, because there wasn't much happening, okay? Rampage looked like he was on half speed the whole time, and I'm a big fan of his. I'm going, dude, this literally hurts my feelings watching him fight. I mean, give him some steroids or something. What the fuck, right?
But it hurt my feelings because Ishii didn't want to fight him.
No,
like, well, every time fucking that. Rampage came by, the guy's like running off, or if he comes close, he's gonna trip him and then just lay on him and do nothing.
Wanted no part of the stand-up.
Right. No. Like, I get that from if you want to be a smart fighter and try to get a win, but guess what? You didn't even get the fucking win.
No.
So at least go out with a bang. Be Fedor.
The whole thing's horrible. It was a failed attempt at something crazy, and it just didn't work. I don't know. I think Rampage should be matched up with, like, a Vanderlei Silva-style fighter. Somebody who's going to go in there and just go for broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that makes it fun. You give him this kind of shit, it's not going to work.
This is brutal. I feel like the judges gave the fight to Rampage just based on Ishii's lack of wanting to have a fight, you know?
Yep.
So... I mean, if I'm scoring a fight, Rampage lost. But from the standpoint of the fighter that wanted to fight won, I'm okay with this decision. I'm okay with this.
Wow.
It's controversial. I love it.
It is.
And if we're going to talk about Rampage, let's talk about, we'll diverge a little bit here. So Herschel Walker, who's a spry 54 years old right now, said he wanted to come back and he wants to fight Rampage Jackson.
What?
Would you be okay with Herschel Walker versus Rampage?
No.
Why?
Why? What does it, it doesn't even make any goddamn sense. Herschel Walker's stand-up is worse than BJ. The last time we saw BJ Penn was better than Herschel Walker's stand-up. That thing is stiff as fuck. I get it, all right? He's a runner. I get it. He's not going to have this loosey-goosey, like, dude, the guy was like a fucking statue.
I loved it. I loved it.
Rampage will knock him the fuck out.
Okay, who cares, right? Isn't that what we pay to see? Do you not want to be entertained?
I don't want to see the man get killed in his advanced years, you know?
Well, I'm sure he's still
For God's sake.
He's eating a salad a day. All fucking work out, Ingo.
Nothing else. Such bullshit. That kind of physique. A salad a day.
Hey.
It's a fucking six-hour salad.
Yeah.
It just keeps coming.
Loaded with steak and steroids, allegedly. Yeah.
Craziness. Whatever. I mean, they'll do... They'll do whatever.
Yeah. Who else? And then we want to flip over to a little kickboxing since they did. I kind of like, it's neat seeing a cage and a ring at the same thing. I wish we could somehow drop one down, raise the other, some kind of spectacle.
Oh, like one of those scales?
Yeah. Dieter Donner, you know. Yeah.
That'd be cool, huh?
Yeah. So, fucking... Matt Mitrione's doing the commentary. He was okay. He seemed to somewhat get his shit back together by the time Schilling's fighting. And I'm so sad.
Me too.
Joe Schilling. So, you know, he loses to this guy, Cato. I want to call him Cato.
Cato Kaelin?
Cato.
Cato, Cato. Like Cato from Batman?
Cato.
He's got the mask.
Yeah. But, so he loses to him in MMA in devastating fashion. I think it was a Superman punch.
Yes.
And in this fight, he's getting way too aggressive.
It's crazy.
Like, sloppy. Hands down.
Yes.
Rushing in. And another fucking sneaky punch. Spinning back fist. Fucking.
Well, he came in like this.
Out.
Kind of like,
cold.
Plus, he tired himself out getting so pissed off, I think. He was very angry, it seemed to me.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know...
Lost a tooth.
Was that what went
fine?
Yeah, I thought I saw that.
Lost a tooth.
I wasn't sure.
Someone did a slow-mo gif of no, it was a tooth.
Oh, fuck. This is like UFC 1. Oh, no.
Awesome.
And then Reddit was mean. They were saying something, you know... If these guys had a checkers match, fucking Schilling would lose by KO. Like,
ouch.
It was brutal because they were saying, too, well... Every time Joe Schilling fights this guy, he loses by KO, and, you know, he can't even get redemption in his own field.
No.
This was, I think, this guy's first kickboxing match.
But, you know, it's his own fucking fault. I get it. He wants to prove whatever, but if he would have just stayed in his form, I mean, the guy is pretty technical. If he would have just done his diligence, he could have picked him apart, I think. But he's just too crazy. Like, he wanted to kill this guy, and... Very sloppy, like you said. I mean,
he's got a chin. That's the other problem.
Yes,
he could just take all those shots.
Yes, that's right. Junior Dos Santos
syndrome. Oh, fuck.
Take it all day.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
And then the last fight, we had Raymond Daniels wins again with, like, a fucking spinning back kick to the liver. Mm-hmm.
I like kickboxing. I got to say, the whole thing of this, and I didn't see this broadcast because my TiVo fucked up, but I was, like, kind of flipping back and forth on YouTube, which it was like, wow, this is interesting. We should hopefully see this more, and I think Bellator is really trying hard to make this successful. You know, it's kind of competing with Glory, whatever, but it's
yeah.
Kickboxing is exciting live because it's short rounds. The guys are going for broke. You know, it's just like
we sat fucking ringside at that one Glory here when they had that heavyweight tournament, and Jesus fucking Christ, when you want to talk about power and guys just throwing bombs, because who was that? Was it Daniel Guida and Rico Verhoeven in the final match?
Yeah, dude.
Just fucking unloading on each other.
Oh, yes.
And you're, like, sweat and blood and shit is flying by us, literally.
Oh, yeah.
Errol Zimmerman. But, you know, that's neither
shitty,
here nor
shitty
there.
Underpants. Clean your ass, man.
That, I mean, that was pretty fucking cool. And the production is pretty cool, too. So.
Top notch.
So now you have Bellator doing their own thing. And, you know, Schilling is... Bellator fighter now, and he was talking a lot of shit on Glory, and like I don't know all the details about it,
like,
but
they weren't paying him or something.
Just trying to say that they were trying to downgrade him because they knew his contract was up and he was gonna leave, and now he's over here. But I mean, he's been getting knocked out.
He needs to take a break, I think, for a while. Take a year off, get some training going, take it easy, let the brain heal.
Stop smoking.
That would probably help.
I don't know if that's
the for getting
cause.
KO'd. Nah. No, but it will definitely make him tired.
The cardio. Yeah. I mean, he seemed to get a little tired.
Yes, he did.
So I don't have anything else for Dynamite 2.
No,
I think they should blow up the fucking ring and octagon or hexagon when they're done with everything. Just literally blow some shit up, Ingo.
I like it. Before we get into some serious shit, let me give you something funny.
All right.
Okay. CM Punk, UFC 203 versus Mickey Gall happening.
Has it
September
been officially 10th. Announced?
Yes.
Is this from UFC or is this propaganda, Ingo?
From UFC, breaking news a couple days ago. So,
breaking news, like CM Punk is going to break his neck somewhere between now and a week from now.
Yes.
Guarantee this fight does not happen.
It's craziness,
Mark
man.
My words.
I don't...
Are you still in? Do you think he's going to fight?
I think he may or may not.
You got to make a decision.
I think he fights.
I'm going no. Never.
I think he fights, and I think he loses in dramatic fashion. I would be surprised if he does anything else, but...
Considering he has literally no background in any discipline and...
He's a wrestler. Wasn't he like a college wrestler or something?
I doubt it. I don't think he has any fucking legitimate credentials across the board. He may be he's an athlete for sure, but when you think of the wear and tear that the fucking fake wrestling did on that guy's body, he can't even stay healthy through, I think he's had three injuries in this two-year span of, I'm going to be a UFC fighter and not fighting. So I literally put his chances at about 1% of making this fight happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if he does come in, he's going to get fucking brutally KO'd, hopefully.
Hmm.
And I think he should be on the fucking prelims while we're at it.
Is he going to be?
No, they're going to put him on the main card.
Of course.
It's gross.
You know why? I find it strangely odd that Brock Lesnar's about to fight. Now CM Punk gets announced to fight. There's been rumors of other WWE guys. The Rock was talking about doing MMA all of a sudden. I'm going like, weird. This is a weird time in the sport where what's happening here?
So is the WWE buying the UFC? Or like, what's going on? Because there seems like there's way too many crossovers right now. No?
Yeah, well, the rumor was some Asian company, right? And then this week, I think there was, I forgot the name, some kind of holdings. There's another...
Something Kraft and part of the New England Patriots ownership. And there's like a bunch of parties.
And then there's another person's party unknown that's supposedly $4.2 billion sale kind of thing. I think it is happening. I just don't know. And Rogan talking about leaving, and there's all this weird shit happening. So it's like, I think they sold it. But that doesn't mean anything really, because it's a big company, so it could take a year or two before it's actually done, you know?
Yeah, I mean, all these rumors, right? So there's rumors about it happening sooner, like right before UFC 200.
They might announce it at UFC 200.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And to tie in to that, we have had a resurgence of an old friend that has been gone for, what, a year plus? All of a sudden, he makes his reappearance this year with multiple news articles talking shit about many different people. Matt's looking at me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Dana White is back.
Oh, Jesus
in the news.
Christ.
He said, fuck you, Ariel, you big pussy. He's like, fuck you, you don't like Stephen Thompson. Fuck this, fuck
your
that.
Your kids are going to see you crying.
That's right. That was a good one.
Like, oh, my God.
It was hard to listen to him on that show because I felt like he was whining a bit, you know, in a way. But then he was making fun of Ariel whining. And I'm going, like, you're kind of doing the same thing. Like, what's the deal? It seemed a little butthurt about the whole thing. So
I think he used fuck more than we've used in all of our shows combined. Yes. 297 episodes.
Yes.
I love the word. And I swear he's used it more. But do you think with the way he's talking now, because, you know, he's been pretty silent over the last couple of years since all these lawsuits and, you know, potential sale going on.
Yep.
Does it make you think maybe a sale went through and now the chains are off? And like,
yes.
Dana be Dana.
I think it did. I think that's the only thing that makes... There's been too many things happening right now. The whole WWE... Everything is happening. You know, these things... The whole nine yards. Everything is... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eventually this adds up into something and... I think UFC 200 would be a great opportunity for them to announce to the world something has happened.
Yeah, so...
Maybe Ariel will break the news.
Well, if they sold this company, he would be getting like $400 million.
Who?
Dana White.
Dana? Fucking happy
if he
guy.
Got four, if it was $4 billion, he owns close to 10%, right?
Yep.
Oof.
It's a lot of gambling money in Vegas.
Plus, the new company, I think, would give him some equity and...
Sure.
Run it. Because I think the other part of that equation was someone was saying that Lorenzo Fertitta just became CEO of one of the casinos, too.
Yeah.
He's getting a $500,000 a year salary, so.
There was confusion about that, whether it's a new job, old job, a job he had before, no one really knew, but he definitely has this job, which is like,
it's a lot of smoke and mirrors.
Maybe he's got free time now to do this stuff because he's no longer... owning the UFC.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk. What else you got?
Me?
Talk about some of
this stuff. Let's talk about... well, we just covered that. Oh, I have... Paige VanZant.
Okay.
Not to keep talking about the WWE, but she recently declined a movie role and a WWE appearance to get her ass back into the octagon, and she's fighting Beck Rawlings on August 27th. So... She was just on Dancing with the Stars. I know you're a big fan of that.
What? Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Paige VanZant on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, hang on.
You were very
that.
Happy.
Yes.
But I got to give a lot of props to her because, there he goes. You know, she's a fighter first, and from her looks, you would say, oh, you know, it's just a pretty girl, right? But that chick wants to fight, and I can respect that. So props to her, I would say.
Well, I'm looking at her good looks and going, maybe you want to get out of fighting and go over to the other side before your good looks get fucked up. Because I don't think she has the talent to sustain a fighting career.
No, probably not. But you know how it goes in life, Matt. There's people who look good and they have no skills with the opposite sex, right? And then there's people who are just ugly as fuck and they got skills. It doesn't work. You can't have both at the same time, Matt. You can't be really good looking and have a... Maybe you can. I don't know.
You can.
But it's rare.
Yes.
I should say. Hard to...
Yeah, I don't want to tell someone, but I mean, it goes down to what's in your heart. What do you want to do with your life?
She wants to fucking fight.
I can respect that on one level.
Yes.
I'm just thinking about the potential money and all that shit. But because you can't, I think it's at least a smart decision from that standpoint is you can't dabble in both worlds. You're either all in or you're all out. So from that standpoint, it makes sense, but... If I'm, I don't know how young she is, 21, 22, she's
young.
Relatively young, that maybe you want to go down that path, the movies and stuff, earlier rather than later in your career. So maybe do a couple more fights and then go over while you still can. Because look at Ronda Rousey, for example. You know, she's on top of the world, has all the movie roles, and now they've all dried up.
We haven't heard shit from her in, 6 months? Nothing.
No. I think I got a question about her later. But
okay.
We shall see. Let's talk about GSP. So he was on the MMA Hour with Ira Helwani recently and talking about how he's thinking about coming back. Might want to fight Michael Bisping.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, who doesn't want to fight this fucking
I'll
guy?
I'll fight Michael Bisping. The chance at a belt.
So, he said he's walking around, I think, at about 186 pounds now. So, he would be willing to fight at 185, 170, or he said he could even go down to 155. That some of these guys at 55 are bigger than him. So, wow. With that being said, who would you like to see him fight? I mean, I've got a list of people who I would.
GSP?
Yeah, let's start at 185. Would you want to see him fight Michael Bisping?
No.
I'm out with that one.
I like Anderson Silva.
Ooh. I don't, he's not even on my list, and I like that one.
Mm-hmm. What do you like at 185?
Well, I still have my favorites. Vitor Belfort. Oh,
Jesus. Okay.
Come on.
In Brazil?
Yeah.
Or Canada? Which one? Or both?
It doesn't matter.
They will fight in both places simultaneously.
I like that one. I like the Lyoto Machida.
Oh, jeez.
At 185. Or Dan Henderson.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to get him killed?
Who? Henderson or GSP?
GSP.
Well, I just think, think he's a retired fighter. He's a classy guy. He has to have legitimate matchups, and it has to be an epic fight of sorts. And Anderson Silva, too. Uh-huh. And at 170, I'd love to see him fight Damian Maia.
Okay.
Because that's a weird fight for GSP.
It is. It's a different.
Were you going to take him down?
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
Right. Good luck.
That's where you're going to want to play.
I like that one, Damian. I'm thinking about Damian's career and wondering if that helps or hurts him if he beats him. That's the hard part.
I don't know.
If he loses, then it's perfect. If he's still on a winning streak, then no. I like Nick Diaz.
Again?
Yes.
You want that rematch?
Yes.
I don't know.
I want it again.
Kind of out with
Write
that
it back. Nate Diaz.
Nate. Like, fight his brother.
Yeah, that's right.
And what, wait, 55 or 70?
70.
Okay.
70.
And then I look at 55. I just don't feel that there's a person that's to GSP's level at 55.
No.
I don't see anybody there. I mean, if you're having this guy come out of retirement for fucking however many years it has been and giving him his USADA exemption, just like Brock Lesnar, it's got to be an epic fight.
Epic at 55?
It's got to be some kind of classic fight. There is nothing.
No.
Don't see
it.
And I don't want to see a guy who's weighing 180 pounds cut to 55. It doesn't make any fucking sense. No.
Yeah.
185.
He doesn't know about the new rules, right? He probably forgot that part.
Do you know there's drug testing too, George?
Yes, and you have to do rehydration shit. You know,
there's aliens and dinosaurs. I don't know how his dinosaur show is going. I haven't watched any of that.
No, I missed it.
He needs to go back on the Rogan podcast. That would be fun. Because I wonder if he's ready to tell those stories. There were certain things he wasn't willing to discuss.
Hmm. Maybe not.
I feel like he's easily influenced, too.
Probably.
I'm just going to stop while I'm ahead.
Thank you. I have a feeling he was heading down a certain path.
He's going down a path.
Dark.
It was very dark.
Narrow corridor.
Like, didn't GSP have a dark side?
He did.
It's too bad. I'd like to know what his dark thoughts are. USADA finally updated their website, Ingo.
Yes.
I mean, all this talk of Brock Lesnar, it was very curious. So the last time I looked at their website, it was June 9th was the last update that they had. And then all of a sudden, June 22nd rolls around, and Brock Lesnar's name shows up. 5 random drug tests in all that time. Really fucking curious. So you really? Like, all of a sudden, he went from none to 5 in that time frame? Mm-hmm. You believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Me too. I believe
everything they sell me.
Everything USADA says is kosher. And
as long as he fights, I don't care
legitimate.
What they do. They can put whatever they want there.
Even if he failed a drug test, do you really think that the USADA or the UFC is not going to bury that shit? There is so much money riding on the line. So, okay, think about this bait and switch. So you've just announced Brock Lesnar is going to come back to UFC 200. He hasn't fought in like 5 or 6 years in the UFC. Now he's going to fight Mark Hunt, KO artist extraordinaire, and he fails a drug test. How many pay-per-view buys are you going to lose from him not being in there?
All of them.
Exactly. That's a good million pay-per-views that just went right down the drain. They're going to fucking suppress that. Mm-hmm. I would suppress that. If I'm in charge, that shit doesn't happen. I'm in charge. USADA doesn't happen. Fucking all of it goes they're away. Dead. I'd say, you know what? We're right at the one-year mark for USADA drug testing. We've pretty much determined that we don't have a problem.
It's not working out.
We don't have a problem. And actually, we'd like to save money and pay the fighters a little bit more.
Yes.
A little goodwill towards the fighters goes a long way.
It's for their steroid bill.
Yes. We're going to have, you know, this there facility for, what do they call it, fighter wellness. And you know how they do the rehydration mm-hmm. packs for, it's all drugs and steroids. We're just giving them fucking candy. It's all good. It'll all work out. That's what I'm trying to say. That'll work out.
Sometimes.
You got any other news?
Oh, yes. Thanks for
reminding me. Show me
I wanted you to stop. I wanted you to
video.
See the scary late stoppage at Legacy 56. Steven Peterson securing a back figure four on Manny Vasquez.
Okay.
I played this for you a few minutes ago. I shall play it for you. Well, you, once hither.
You guys are going to have to find it
because
I'm not going to post this shit.
So he is. Oh.
Wait, what happened there?
So. Figure four.
Okay.
He's out. Look, he's already
he's
out.
He's not out.
He's
out. Motioning.
No,
he's okay.
Not, he's not alive.
See, look.
He's out.
He's dead. Signaling.
He's still out.
No, there's a thumbs up. See?
I'm good.
Are
rolled in the
back
of his
head. I just gave you a middle, like this one, the fuck you.
He's out for like a long fucking time. And he's still out even, I mean, the whole thing.
Those aren't convulsions. He is just pretending he's a fish right there.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see when a fish goes out of water to kind of flop around?
Yes.
He's just imitating a fish.
Because they're freaking out because they're dying.
No. Just because they don't have, to them, water is oxygen?
Yes.
That's not what's happening here. He's a very good actor. I think that was a fucking early stoppage.
I think he could have got out of that. Yeah. Like Misha Tate and Ronda Rousey, right? With the armbar. Totally could have got out of that.
Or Misha Tate and Holly Holm. That was an early stoppage.
Yeah. So Steven Peterson... Manny Vasquez, Legacy 56, just look it up. It's pretty scary. I mean, I know people are like, oh, choking is safe, but that didn't look like safe choking.
Yeah.
That looked like
rape choke.
That looked like brain cells were lost, kind of choking. So get on the game, Mr. Referee. Stop fucking around.
Oh, that was a good stop. Early stoppage.
It's not
a good stoppage. Is it?
Should let it go a while longer. Like another 10 seconds is enough?
When his face turns blue... Then you stop.
It's like wrestling where they pick up like,
he's still good.
It's up here.
He's ready to make his comeback.
Back. Yes.
He didn't tap.
No.
That's that tap or don't tap debate, right?
Right.
You got any other news?
No.
You had some questions?
I'm good.
All right, let's get some questions here. Some astronauts. All right. Let's see how I can word this one. What is most likely to occur within the next year? And you're going to have to rank it 1, 2, or 3. I'm going to lay out, I think, 6 different scenarios. You tell me which one is the most likely to happen, which is the second most likely, which one's the third most likely.
Got it.
Okay. Ronda Rousey fights. Conor McGregor fights at the 145-pound limit.
Mm-hmm.
Either Demetrius Johnson or John Jones loses. The heavyweight belt is defended twice.
Mm-hmm.
The UFC is sold in its entirety. A pay-per-view does 2 million buys. Would you like me to read them all again?
No, I got the pay-per-view will be number one, most likely. The UFC being sold is number two. I will go with Demetrius Johnson or John Jones losing as number three.
Ooh, I like that.
And we have, there was a Ronda Rousey return, which I think is last. What was the other one?
Conor McGregor fighting at 145.
Oh, sorry. That's last. Ronda Rousey's second to last. Yes.
And the heavyweight belt defended twice.
Dead last.
That's never going to fucking happen. That thing has been...
Chance.
The UFC's been around since goddamn 93.
Yes.
And it's only happened. That is the most. If that one will stick forever.
And speaking about that, did you see the stare down picture of Overeem versus Miocic this week?
It was a little awkward, no?
It was weird, but dude, Stipe looks so much bigger than Overeem.
Overeem's going back to the 205 pound Overeem.
Yes, he's shrunk down. He looks like a skinny little man.
Could be good.
It could be. He's got the cardio. I'm interested. I need to wrap my head around that fight still because I'm not quite there yet, but. There's a lot of negatives for Steve in his hometown. You know, it's the heavyweight. This is not looking good for him.
I'm voting against him.
Yes.
Hey, how about the Cavaliers letting him ride around in their little celebration?
Cool. Oh, yes.
That was pretty cool.
It was cool.
And I'm going to say 99% of the fans probably had no fucking idea who this guy was. Hey, who's this other white guy that's on the team?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck, yay, that guy.
Exactly.
Whatever. But pretty cool.
Did he have his belt with him?
I hope so.
So at least
I'm going to say, yes, he did.
Waving it around.
I'm like, oh, that must be the NBA championship belt. Cool, that guy must be the MVP. I thought LeBron was the MVP. Yes. What happened?
I don't know.
Fuck. It's all good. All right. What happens to Conor McGregor if Nate Diaz wins the rematch? Like, I know we've kind of talked about this one before, but can he recover from that? Mentally,
that'll be extremely tough.
Does he lose all his popularity? I mean, there's a lot of ways to go with the question. So.
He's kind of already. It's weird. Brock's back now. That's all anybody's talking about.
Yes.
I haven't heard a fucking thing about Conor McGregor in a little while. So it's weird how the fans and the media just shift gears. It's almost like the news, right? Whatever's the hot topic at the moment,
yep.
And then as hot as that was, something new comes along and now it's stolen all that thunder. I think if he loses, it's very bad for him. I don't know that he recovers from a fan perspective if he loses again. So
it's gonna be tough.
Yeah. So even if he wins at 45 after that, I think it'll be real tough.
You think he goes back to 45, right?
I don't think he does. I think that's gonna be a tough cut for him with the new rules.
Yeah.
So 55 maybe, or not at all.
Yeah, I think that he'll have his next fight. They'll strip the belt at 145. I still think he beats Nate Diaz, but if he fucking loses, I don't know how you rebuild his career at that point.
Hard. Real hard.
You know, two losses in a row. You can't talk the kind of shit you talked and lose again.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna run it a third time. 170. This time's for real. I take about these things all day.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going down, Mr. Diaz. Ain't gonna fucking happen.
We're gonna start talking shit on his brother.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
I'm going after the bigger man this time.
That's right.
I didn't fight the big enough man. I go 185. Again, I have an Italian accent.
I'm confused.
Every accent I do somehow ends up Italian.
I feel like you're from never see Cars, Luigi. It's like I got my tires. You come to my
pizza.
Store. You know,
give
me nice
the fuck out. I think about these things.
That's funny.
I get Christ. I don't know where that accent comes from.
Maybe you're part Italian.
I could be. Yeah. Only the best part.
It's possible.
What would happen if Brock Lesnar and Mark Hunt switched bodies?
What?
So you have Mark Hunt, who has phenomenal wrestling but no stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
You have Brock Lesnar with phenomenal striking and no ground game. I fucked up that somehow.
But
think about it. Brock Lesnar with KO power, one knockout power. Who wins that fight?
Oh, wow. I don't know. My head's hurting thinking about that question.
Well, I'm almost thinking if you combine those two, you almost have the perfect heavyweight.
Yeah, well.
They both have a chin,
mm-hmm.
which is unbelievable. You could add Brock's wrestling.
Hunt, oh my God. You'd have Chuck Liddell, except at heavyweight.
Right, and Hunt has decent takedown defense.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be stellar on the ground.
No.
But if he wanted to put you on the ground.
He could.
And put it in, the two of them together. Oh my God.
Be crazy.
I kind of like that. Maybe that should be a new game we'll play. Like, what two fighters can you put together in one division to make the best fighter ever?
Okay.
Mental note, next show. Someone hopefully will ask that, because I will totally forget it.
It's all good.
All right, here, this one's a little negative. I like to go a little negative sometimes, so.
I'm ready.
Who had the worst performance of the year? I give you, it's multiple choice. There we go.
Is this in 12 this time?
No, there's more 12ers coming.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's a long show. It's short, long show. Okay. So, who had the worst performance of the year? Was it Johnny Hendricks when he fought Stephen Thompson?
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Fabricio Werdum when he fought Stipe Miocic?
Oh.
Luke Rockhold when he fought Michael Bisping,
mm-hmm.
or Fedor when he fought Fabio Maldonado.
I'll pick that one. That's
but I think that one was my choice, though.
Oh.
Even though it was a terrible performance.
He meant to do that?
He showed. Remember, he just said, I want to give this one to the fans. Yes, I could take Fabio down. Yes, I could submit him. But I want to stand and bang, bro. Stand and bang!
All right.
So,
Jesus I'll take Christ. Redoom then. That's my next choice.
I'm going to go with Rockhold.
Okay.
Fuck that guy.
He's still bitter.
I was so in, and then I was so bitter at the press conference.
Oh, yes.
Then I'm going to kill you. Like, just take your lumps. Be a man. Win humble, but lose even humbler.
Yes. He had sand in his vagina after that.
Oh, so salty.
A little rinse going on.
So salty.
Hey.
It happens. You can't control emotions. They run.
That's right.
Do you think Ronda Rousey will be at UFC 200 to call out Miesha Tate if she wins?
I think that would make a hell of a lot of sense. We'll see.
That would be a good business decision. Uh-huh. There's a lot of talk, too, of Chris Cyborg wanting to fight Miesha. So.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Miesha say, though, it'd have to be at a lower weight, something?
No, but she's open to a catch weight, I think.
Well, right, not 140 full-blown.
No, not 45.
Okay.
No.
She's not trying to get killed.
But that would be weird because it's not a title fight at that point. I mean, does it have to be? If you're Miesha Tate, though, I don't think it has to be a title fight. I'm open. I just want to see Chris Cyborg fight any of these girls that are at 135, or women, whatever you want to call them, women.
You got to be Nate Diaz and just go for the money, man.
Yes. What's the most money fight for Cyborg, though?
The most money fight?
Yeah, that makes sense. Which fight makes the most money for the UFC?
I would
Chris
say...
Chris Cyborg involved.
Yeah, Chris Cyborg and Ronda Rousey.
The weight doesn't matter.
Think Rousey?
Yeah, I think so.
Still? But it'd be nice if Rousey could get a win and steal her Ooh. Aura back.
All right,
first.
Then let's do this one. So Miesha Tate beats Amanda Nunes at UFC 200.
Mm-hmm.
Ronda Rousey calls her out, beats her for the third time.
They got to fight at New Year's, man.
She's got the belt. Go down. And then we just say, fine, fuck it. I'm going out. And that would be a perfect retirement fight for Ronda Rousey when she gets smashed by Chris Cyborg.
Okay.
Been waiting for this fight. Holly Holm got her first.
140?
Yes. It's got to be 140.
Meet right in the middle.
There's no reason now for fucking Ronda to say, I'm the champion. You can't cut. Fuck you. Go up. Fire. Go fight, lose. Usually it's go fight, win, but in her case, it's lose. All right. Gregory Fountain asks, a lot of people, including Ingo, say that you're not a real champion until they defend their belt.
Yes, thank you.
Here are some UFC fighters who have never defended their belts. Mm-hmm. BJ Penn at welterweight. Rashad Evans, Randy Couture at light heavyweight, Bass Rutten, Evan Tanner, Shogun Hua, Matt Serra, Carlos Newton, Forrest Griffin, Vitor Belfort, Sean Sherk, Josh Barnett, Luke Rockhold, and one more time in case Ingo missed it, BJ Penn as welterweight. There are more, but I'm still interested after seeing some of their names, like BJ Penn as a welterweight.
He's going to move his keep thinking that.
Are not considered champions in your mind, so.
Yes.
So with that list of people, are they not champions or what?
Well, all right. So I'm going to get shit for this, but BJ has fought in many weight classes. And I believe that champion or not, he's a champion fighter. And I will say as well, somebody on my list there is Randy Couture, who you mentioned, who I also think is a champion. Everybody else can go fuck themselves. I mean, nicely.
All right. I'm going to say this. BJ Penn's overrated.
Oh. My heart.
Overrated, Ingo.
Come on.
He's got a zillion losses.
I know.
And
so does Randy Couture.
Hey, here's another thing. What happened? Is he not going to fight?
I don't know. Confused.
Whoa. Like, we had, he took an IV 10 days before his fight. It wasn't even then. Like, he took a drug test months ago and told them at that time that he took an IV. And then 10 days before his fight... Like, what the hell's going on? And there's no... This was a long time ago.
Yeah.
We still don't know what's going on with him.
Maybe it fights GSP.
No. I'm in for that.
I don't want that.
I am in. Come on, my friend. Well, you know you want to see it. What weight class?
145.
Could you imagine how emaciated GSP... That would be like fucking Conor McGregor when he goes down to 145.
Uh-huh.
Hey, there's another fight. Would you want to see GSP versus Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
170.
I would.
I'd be in for that.
I'm in.
I think that one would make sense. Like all that. Right. Fair enough. All right, and Rodrigo Machado will close it out. He had questions last time, but you didn't get him in early enough, so I missed him. That's on me. So it's time! Pound sign, Natural. Pound sign, Matt Rabe.
I love that one.
Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Remember, you must choose one. Here we go. Would you rather chase your career or get married and start a family?
Well, that's an open-ended question, because what kind of career are we talking about here? So...
Right.
Most likely the family route, but the career, depending, could be more lucrative.
Well, I think you could go farther in a career if you didn't have a family.
Of course.
And I think a lot of these fighters talk about that, right? Mm-hmm. Luke Rockhold saying that, well, look at the amount of time I can put into training, and that's what makes me so much more effective when I lose to Michael Bisping in devastating fashion.
Who has a family, by the way.
Right. So, at 22.
Stings twice as bad.
It does, and maybe that's why he was talking about killing. I think he needs would you call that tool your pizza?
A pizza peeler?
Pizza peeler. Pizza peeler. And then going. Maybe it wouldn't be so salty. Maybe yeah, he's not peeling his pizzas the correct way. I don't know. But would you rather be a president that everyone hates or be a bum that everyone cares about?
Oh, that's a... So, I see. I'll take the president.
God damn right.
It's like, do I want to be a bum? See, that's what you want us to say, but we're fucking selfish, so fuck
no.
That. I want power!
You're going to be large and in charge.
That's
who
right.
gives a fuck? If no one likes you, then I'm going to be a fucking dictator, motherfucker.
That's right. I'm with
you.
Know
what Tuesday is? It means suck my dick every Tuesday. Bitches in here sucking my dick.
Not on Thursday?
No, just Tuesday.
What do you do the rest of the week?
I don't know. Blowjobs are only legal on Tuesdays.
Perfect.
Anybody else, you're going to, what do you call it in Office Space? Pound you in the ass penitentiary.
Yes.
Make all sorts of rules. Soccer kicks, legal. Whenever you want. Whenever your boss gets out of line, push him to the ground and soccer kick him or her.
I like it.
Great. That's why I'll never be president. Would you rather swim in the sea with a hungry shark or walk in the jungle with a hungry lion?
Ooh, I would do the lion. I think I'm a land-bearing creature, therefore yeah. my skill set is geared towards that environment. In the water, I'm fucked. So there's no way I'm getting away from a shark.
Well, it depends how deep of water you're in. And you may fare better against the shark because
punch him.
Well, sometimes they just want to take a taste and take a bite, and they're like, "Oh, this isn't my cup of tea." Mm-hmm. I think the lion is fucking your shit up. Period.
Can't you get behind a tree or something?
You should go ahead. We can test it out. I just saw some video where these people were at a zoo.
Uh-huh.
And they're on like the back of a pickup truck, and the back of the pickup truck is a full cage, uh-huh. and there's like 10 or 15 people inside that, and they're driving through a safari, and there's two, I don't know if they were tigers or lions on top of the cage, and then three other ones on the side.
They're trying to get at them?
Waiting, yes. So they literally drive you through the zoo. I'm assuming this is in some other country, because I don't think this shit goes down in the U.S.
No way.
But, would you even want to be in that cage?
No.
I saw that. I go, are you fucking kidding me? There's like two lions on top of the cage trying to get at you. And then as soon as the truck stopped, one of them jumped up and tried to fucking launch through the side of that.
No, thank you. They're like, sweet, they're delivering our dinner.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is a fucking takeout. I love this shit.
Yeah.
It's out of control.
Yeah.
Would you rather control fire or control ice?
Ooh, fire.
You goddamn right.
Fire, fire, fire.
Yes, I think fire always.
Yes.
It's better to burn out than fade away. All right, here we go. This one closes the show. This is a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, marry, kill from Game of Thrones.
Ooh, here we go.
Sansa Stark, Daenerys, Queen of Dragons, or Marjorie Tyrell.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Yes, yeah, it's so hard.
Ooh. All right, I'm going to have to say, you got to fuck Daenerys, you got to marry Sansa, and kill Margaery, because that bitch is fucking not to be trusted.
You can't trust that bitch.
No, she's doing weird shit. I'm not sure how I feel about her at this point.
I don't know. I kind of like that. I can't trust that bitch.
No, you can't.
So which you killed
Mary
her?
Marry Sansa, kill Marjorie, and fuck Daenerys.
I don't like Sansa.
Dragons, Matt. Dragons.
I don't like Sansa. She's not trustworthy because she keeps fucking her brother over.
She's powerful.
No.
Powerful.
There
Matt.
Was a lot of girl power
that
in that last
woke,
show.
That bitch is woke, as Joe Rogan says. She's woke.
I am killing that bitch because she is not to be trusted.
Okay. It's so. It's weird that you mentioned it. I think the Marjorie and her are kind of equals in that sense.
Yes.
They're, you know.
Hmm. I am marrying Queen of Dragons. I want to ride on the back of a goddamn dragon, all right? Hmm. While I am fucking my wife.
It's all good till she eats your ass. So
she can eat my ass all day, all night, yeah. All day.
I didn't mean like that.
Yeah.
Just burn you with fire.
And then I'm fucking Marjorie. Because you're right. She can't be trusted, but she can be fucked.
Okay. She got that face. I don't know. It's not my thing.
That's...
Dragons, Matt. Dragons.
Dragons is all I'm saying.
Yes.
You got some knowledge. You said you had some for this week.
Okay. So.
Yes. Go ahead.
So I texted you the other day asking you if it was okay that I put you down as a reference.
Yeah. For, and what'd I tell you?
I'm volunteering at a senior home. I'm trying to give something back. You know, not a lot of time, a couple hours a month, whatever.
And he asked me to be a reference. Yes. I said yes. I'll be your reference, and I'll say. There's only a 50% chance that he will kick one of these old people down the steps.
That's right.
And I'm dead serious.
Which is classic. And it's true. So I go there with this paperwork this last week, and I'm waiting for the lady to come, you know, whatever. And apparently this place is all run by women, you know, so whatever. But as I'm standing there waiting, she's running some, I don't know, class or whatever, and all these old women are coming out, you know. Like older women, and they're directing them. And then I shit you not, I felt like a fucking piece of meat on a rack because three women literally said, "Is he coming with us?" And I'm going, "What is happening here?" Like, what are you? I felt like saliva drooling down from there. They're just like, "Who is this young guy?"
Wait a second. How old are these ladies?
Best guess, 60s.
Okay.
It's in the ballpark.
You haven't lost me yet.
It's like, So, all right. I'm still going to do this, but I was kind of taken aback by the fact that I was like, wow, this is a... And I look around and go, wait a second, I am really young to be in this place. Like, most people are pretty old. Like, even the staff, I'm going, maybe this is not such a good idea. I don't know what kind of, you know...
So what are you
going
to be doing there?
Well...
Magic?
No. Yes. Hide the sausage. Hide the salami. It goes in, it goes out.
But
it
you've told in, me there's a downfall here. Isn't gonorrhea rampant at it these
is.
Places?
It is. And I have to get a TB test.
Why?
Because apparently...
You could kill the whole community. Yeah. So, and go goes
it's
in.
Like two stage. So I looked it up. I guess they do this thing on your arm and then you got to go back and do it again like 2 weeks in a row or something to make sure you don't have it. But... I think I'm going to start with maybe like a little bingo, do some, they have all kinds of activities, so maybe make a friend. I'd like to meet an older guy who's
That's going to be so confusing for these old ladies.
Why?
You're going to, here's Ingo, and he's going to run the fucking bingo show. Oh, this is going to go over
Blow their minds.
Yes.
It'll be cool. I'll report back to see how it goes.
And you got
to
change your name. You can't do that to those old people.
Maybe not bingo then.
You should do bingo. I'll pay money. I'll come there and videotape it. Jesus Christ.
That'd be great. But they're classic. All very bubbly. Everyone seemed very happy. It was a weird scene because they're going from that place to a place where they're getting their blood pressure taken and they're giving out cookies. And I'm going, this is fucked up. What have I done to myself? But yeah, it was. It's a nice place.
Okay,
This is a big industry, apparently. I didn't realize this. Like memory care, Alzheimer's type stuff. They're building a place up here in Bloomingdale on Lake Street. Huge place. It's all for memory care. People, senior citizens that, you know, dementia units type stuff. They build like little Taj Mahals so they can travel around and see the world.
Sure. You smuggle in some alcohol.
Get everybody fucked up. They won't even remember you were there.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey.
I'm just saying, benefits ladies.
That's right.
You want to give me a little something? It is Tuesday, and I am the president, by the way.
There you go. Line them up. Yeah.
I'll be going to hell. But guess what? I can control fire, so it'll all work out.
That's right. You can kill the devil.
Hopefully.
Is the devil a friend of yours?
No. No.
Me neither.
That's it. Shut it down.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.
You got your I am not a crook.